Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Grateful, thankful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And it is a what? Great word this morning. It's a great word. And I am so grateful that God woke me up, clothed in my right mind. Because somebody didn't wake up this morning. And somebody did wake up and didn't know where they were. We need to pray for our seniors and pray for those that are lost in the fog of dementia. So many times get older. They're going to need us a little bit more. And we need to plan for those things and those situations. Because life is short. We're only here for a twinkling of God's eye. And while we're here, we need to use every day and treat people the way we want to be treated. Because, and the word that God gave me this morning is coming out of Ephesians chapter 6, and it is, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So many times we think we got the power. You know, I grew up, you know, in the time of the beginning of Public Enemy, fight the power. We got to fight the power that be. You know, we got to fight the power. Everybody wants to fight the power. But understand that this power is not man's power. It's God's power. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We got to be strong in the Lord and in his might. For God is in control of everything. That in our word. And he can do whatever he wants to do. We got to trust God. You know, Sister Carolyn always has a beautiful word. And, you know, the word that I just feel this morning is we got to have a trusting in God Tuesday. We got to keep God first in everything we do. And we got to trust him that everything will work out for our good because we trust in the Lord. Not our power, not power of man, but God's power. We got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For his might is stronger than ours. We got to get ready to get girded up. It's time to put on the armor. Before you leave out of your homes this morning, put on your armor. Before you go to the grocery store, put on your armor. Before you go to the doctor, put on your armor. Before you do anything, put on your armor because we are at war. We're at war with the enemy. And he is deceitful and he is a liar. And it's time for us to get ready to fight with our Father in his army. And we can't fall for the okey-doke of the devil. You know you want that new pair of shoes. When you don't have any money for them, I'll just put it on the credit card. You know, you want that designer purse. And then you're in debt and don't know how you got there. Well, I tell you what, put the credit cards up, cut them up, do what you got to do. Don't let this holiday season, because I was looking at my emails and you're getting emails from Macy's and emails from DSW and emails from Burlington and emails from all these places. It's spending season, family. No, it's not. If you don't have it, tell your family, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to give those gifts I've been given before to this year. if you're not able to, just say, I'm not able to, because it's not about the gift. It's about what you feel about your family. If you have just a token, that token will be more important than any elaborate gift you've ever given. We got to stop going crazy just because somebody tells us it's a day to give. Just maybe you say to your family this year, I am giving everything that I normally would give to you, I'm giving it to a charity in all of your names. Because you already have enough stuff, blessings. But I know that I have been extravagant in spending many times. You know, when I talk about putting on my armor is against temptation to overspend, to fight against the temptation to want to give and give and give and not have for when I need. Because I know the word of God tells me that my Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory, which are immeasurable. But he does not want us to be stupid either. So when you have a trust in God, whatever that temptation is that comes at you, you are girded up. You are ready to fight. You are ready to fight the enemy that says, you don't need to do that today. Why don't you just that? Well, you know you got to go to work for God. It's time to go to work, and it's time to get up. It's time to shake off the sleep, brush your teeth, wash your face. It's time to go to work. Get into your word this morning, and that's what we are about to do. Get into the word of God. Because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but we need the power of the might of God. And that comes from his word. Isaiah says in our word this morning, our word will start with this. The spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. And to the rich and to whoever will listen. Hallelujah. I'm thankful this morning that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for your power and your might. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for just waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind. Thank you, Lord, for giving me strength in my body. Thank you, Lord, for just saying, good morning. Good morning, Daddy God. Good morning, my Savior, Jesus Christ. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, family. This is God's day. He made it just for us. If it's raining, it's to cleanse the earth. If the sun is out, it is to dry. Whatever your situation is today, put it in God's hands and he will handle it. Hallelujah. Father God, I bind and rebuke any spirits of attack that are trying to attack this ministry, trying to attack your word. I bind it and send it right back to the sender, that it be stronger and more lethal on them than what they're trying to do to me. For I'm going to read your word. I'm going to teach your word. I'm going to give it my all because you have given me more than I could ever ask for. I think you have given me salvation. And I'm thankful. I'm grateful. And I know that I'm blessed because I am a child of God. Father God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for just being our Father God who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all kinds of evil, Father God. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and thine is the glory forever and ever. Amen. And Father God, help us not to be tempted by the wiles of the low-down, dirty, sneaky snake that is called the devil or any of the principalities, thrones, and those that fail with him to this earth. Protect us from all kinds of evil, Father God, and hide us in your wings. Put a standard around all your children today as they traverse the highways and byways, as they go into their offices, into their jobs, into their factories, whatever job they may have, Lord God. Guide them and lead them and protect them from our hurt, harm, and danger. And Lord, a special prayer for my seniors who I love with every part of my being. I love the elderly as much as I love the children, Lord God. And I ask a special hedge of protection around our mothers and our fathers, our aunties, our TTs, our uncles, and our men and women of wisdom. I ask you, Father God, to cover them from the crowns of their gray hairs that they earned everyone. That silver of wisdom, I ask you to cover them, oh God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. To cover our children as they go into the schools. Keep them protected from all diseases and all danger, Lord God, that lurks to grab a hold of our children. Protect our children, Father God, from the enemy and his evil minions. Protect our little girls and little boys from predators who are hanging out on the internet to snare them and pull them into danger. Lord God, protect our children that walk to school. God, that not one more child gets kidnapped and not found because it's not out there that they've been hurt or harmed because they don't look like the norm or act like the norm or they come from the wrong family. Father God, I pray for our babies today. Keep them protected under the blood of Jesus from COVID and from those that would hurt or harm them. Father God, I pray for our seniors today, asking you, Father God, to keep them covered, to keep their minds sharp. And Lord God, keep them protected from anyone that would harm them. If they have to be in facilities, Lord God, protect that facility from COVID. That not one more of our seniors, not one of more of our vulnerable will be exposed or hurt. And Lord God, special prayer for caregivers today. Those that care for their loved ones. Those that care for those that are in need. A special, special prayer givers, Lord God, that they will be given strength to do the job you call them to do because they do it in love, oh God. Give caregivers strength. Give them everything they need to work the work they're called to work. That they have a beautiful, special, loving, kind word for those that are in their care. That they bring a smile and joy to the homes of those they care for. Whether it's mom or dad or grandma or great-grandma or great-grandpa or just a stranger at the gate, whomever they take care of, Lord God, I ask you to bring light into the homes with the caregivers. And the caregivers give them special grace, special blessing, things they need to do the work they're called to do. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon us all, Lord God, for we all teach and preach for salvation that those that love you and know you. Lord God, let our words be yes and amen. But we are yes to your will and amen to your guided. And it's in the name of Christ Jesus. I lift up the word today. I lift up every listener, those that listen live and those that listen later. I lift up pastors. I lift up all those that need a word today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your sight, Father God. For you are my strength and you are my redeemer. You are my dad and I am your daughter. And I'm grateful to be called to do the work that you have called me to do. In the name of the priceless name of Jesus, I pray, thanking you, that someone will receive this word and it will touch their heart. Amen. Giving honor to God, who is the source of my strength. Wow. Thank you, God. I could just pray all this whole hour and be filled, because the word is just that good. So let's get into the word. For those that have the Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day by Charles Stanley, we are on page 1196. And we are on October the 5th. So again, October 5th, 1196. And if you do not have this Bible, it is something you need to add to your spiritual biblical arsenal. It is awesome. And I just can't do nothing more than say thank you, Dr. Stanley. And a word for this morning is, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And that comes from Ephesians chapter 6. And our word this morning starts out with, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them joy, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Just say with me, hallelujah. Shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall rise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. They shall call you the servant of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. Hallelujah. Verse 8 of Isaiah chapter 61. For I, not me, not you, but thus says our Father God, for I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offerings. I will direct their work in truth and will make with them an everlasting covenant. Their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. Hallelujah. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Not some, but all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 61:1. The Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. And that's what Dr. Stanley's life lesson is for this morning. Jesus began his public ministry by returning to his boyhood synagogue in Nazareth and delivering a short sermon based on this passage, Luke 4:16-21. He told the astonished crowd that he fulfilled this scripture. And I'm not sorry because I love the word of God, but we got to go to that scripture because it does something. It was almost like you want to say, and the mic dropped because he came in, he preached the word, and then he sat down because he told them quite bluntly, this has been fulfilled. Because, you know, Jesus didn't play. He just told it like it was and like it was. You know, and he went and told them, oh, this is done. It is done. And, you know, I love this word because it does something to your spirit. So join me, please, in Luke 4:16. And it says, and he got rejected. Of course he did. But, you know, we're going to go to that word because Jesus, I'm done. And this is what he said. He came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. As usual, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. And unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And then it says in verse 20, he then rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, sat down, and the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fixed on him. He began by saying to them, today, as you listen, this scripture has been fulfilled. Bam. Mic drop. Woo. Speaking well of him and were amazed by the gracious words that came from his mouth. Yet they said, isn't this Joseph's son? Then he said to them, no doubt you will quote this proverb to me. Doctor, heal yourself. What we've heard that took place in Capernaum, do here in your hometown also. He also said, truly, I tell you, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. But I say to you, there were certainly many widows in Israel in Elijah's days, when the sky was shut up for 3 years and 6 months while great famine came over all the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them except the widow at Zarephath in Sidon. And in the prophet Elijah's time, there were many in Israel who had leprosy, and yet not one of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian. You know, what he's saying is, yes, I know there are many that got situations, but the Lord chooses who the Lord chooses. And then it goes on to tell us at the end of the verse, when they heard this, everyone in the synagogue was enraged. They got up, drove him out of town, and brought him to the edge of the hill that their town was built on, intended to hurl him over the cliff. But he passed right through the crowd and went on his way. Bam. I said what I had to say, and I'm done. And that's it. I said what I had to say, and now I'm done. You know, don't mess with the Savior. You know, he did everything he said he came to do. What did he say? He told them up front that the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach the good news. That's what he did. To the poor, that's what he did. To proclaim and release captives, that's what he did. To the blind, that's what he did. To set free the oppressed, that's what he did. Everything Jesus came to do to fulfill this Isaiah word, he did it. He did it. He did what his assignment was. He raised the dead. He healed the sick. He did everything God called him to do because he was an amazing Savior. Awesome. He was the Son of God. As we get into our next word, Isaiah chapter 62 says, "For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, and as her salvation as a lamp that burns. The Gentiles shall see your righteousness, and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name. You shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no longer be termed forsaken, nor shall your land any more be termed desolate. You shall be called Hezephazabah, and your land Beulah. For the Lord delights in you." The Lord delights in you. Beulah land. Come on now. "For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a virgin, you shall, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent, and give him no rest till he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth." Hallelujah. "The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no longer give your grain as food for your enemies, and the sons of the foreigner shall not drink your new wine for which you have labored. But those who have gathered it shall eat it. The Lord, those who have brought it together shall drink it in my holy courts. Go through the gates. Prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway. Take out the stones. Lift up a banner for the people. Indeed, the Lord has proclaimed to the ends of the world, say to the daughter of Zion, surely your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken." Hallelujah. And Dr. Stanley's life lesson for this word this morning, for chapter 62 of Isaiah, is this: your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him. I say it again. Your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him. Hallelujah. Our salvation is coming. My salvation is coming. Our salvation is coming. And the Jesus says, Jesus is our salvation. And he is coming again to judge his followers. And behold, he says, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. Who do we work for? We work for God. We work for God. Are you doing your assignment? Are you doing what you're called to do? Or are you just doing whatever? It don't matter. Whatever your assignment is, do your assignment. Because Jesus said, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. Are you working for the Lord? And are you doing it from your heart, from a heart of love? Are you doing it just to be seen? We got to look at the motives behind whatever we do. Do it for the love of God. do your assignment because it's a love relationship. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. God has given us all kinds of assignments. If your assignment is to preach good tidings to the poor, as Jesus did, as Jesus said, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in dying, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Isaiah 61:1-3. God has given us an assignment. Are you doing yours? Psalms 115:9-13. Israel, trust in the Lord. And I say, oh, whatever city you live in, if you live in Springfield, oh, Springfield, if you live in Belleville, oh, Belleville, if you live in Nashville, oh, Nashville, if you live in the Congo, if you live in Nigeria, whatever country, whatever state, whatever city, wherever you live, this word is for you. Oh, fill in the blank. Trust in the Lord. But in our word it says, oh, Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Oh, house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. But he is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. I fear the Lord, and I know that I know he has blessed me. You know, so many people get their blessings confused with monetary things, with, well, the Lord blessed me with a new car. The Lord blessed me with a new house. The Lord blessed me with these new shoes. The Lord blessed me with this new purse. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the blessing of salvation. I'm talking about the blessing of a closer walk with him. I'm talking about the blessing of knowing your assignment. I'm talking about the blessing of being there for those that are in need. I'm talking about the blessings of walking like the Savior walked, talking like the Savior talked, doing what God has called you to do. That's the blessing I'm talking about. We forget that all blessings are not about material, that the blessing of knowing who you are with God is more important than anything else you could ever have. I've had the luxury cars. I've had all of that. Had lots of money. But all of that fades away. Cars get old and raggedy. Money will come and money will go. Stuff comes and stuff goes. But the one thing you have for eternity is the love of God and the blessing of salvation. It will not rust. It will not tarnish. It will not blow away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for salvation, for the blessing of salvation. And this is what Dr. Stanley says from this Psalm 115:13 word. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. God does not play favorite when it comes to handing out his blessings. He does not favor pastors more than policemen or missionaries more than moms. If you fear the Lord, he will bless you. You better be afraid of God. He created you. He brought you into this world, and he can take you out. Folks get caught up in they self that they forget you are just a human being created by God. And just as he brought you into this world, he can take you out of it. We better give God what it do, God. Fear the Lord and worship him with gladness. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 24 to 26. He who hates disguises it with his lips and lays up deceit within himself. When he speaks kindly, do not believe him. For there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. Hi, girl. How you doing? Oh, I haven't seen you in a minute. Oh, you look so cute. And as they leave you, I can't stand her. She thinks she cute. She thinks she this. She thinks she that. I can't stand that witch. You know, we talk, let's go straight. We keep it real here on Moving Forward. We see it every day. Folks will smile in your face and hate your guts. Talk about you like a junkyard dog when you don't even know what's going on. Just not there. Don't care. Haven't cared. Will not care. And look at you like you're crazy. We got to understand who we belong to. We belong to God. And he will show you. He will give you discernment of those that are for you and those that are not. If all of a sudden somebody who don't have speak to you, all of a sudden pull you in the mess, that lets you know they're not for you. They're just trying to pull you in the mess. And then all of a sudden they want to be lovey-dovey and all your friends. I want to help you out, but they done talked about you like a dog. We got to give thanks to God and let it alone because God is in charge of everything. Want to pull you in because they're trying to pull you out from your covering. We better watch as well as pray. My mother-in-law said it. Every time I saw my mother-in-law, every time I talked to her on the phone, God rest her soul, she would always say, now, y'all watch as well as pray. And for the longest time, I thought it was just something she said. I know it was biblical. But that's why you read the word of God, because it says watch as well as pray, so you will not be deceived by the wiles of the evil one or the wiles of the enemy. We got to watch as well as pray so that we don't get caught up and set by the devil and his minion. We got to be careful. Folks will smile in your face and stab you in the back because they hate you. Not because of anything you've done to them, but because they are mad at your assignment. They are mad that you've been given an assignment and you are doing your assignment. Because folks covet assignments. If you are an evangelist and you are evangelizing, there's somebody hating you for being an evangelist. If you are a preacher, our teacher, our pastor, there's somebody hating you because you are a woman and you are a pastor. Or you are a man and you are allowing your wife to pastor. Or you are just somebody doing your job. There's somebody out there hating on you because you're doing what God calls you to do. And they're seeing the blessings of Abraham fall upon you. We got to keep our pastors lifted. We got to keep our shepherds covered by the blood of Jesus. We got to pray. If your church has prayer, corporate prayer, go to corporate prayer. More prayer, more power. You know, so many times, I'm in that church every day, 24/7. I'm tired of going to church. Better stop and be grateful. We can go to church because there's countries where churches cannot hold services. There are countries where the Bible is forbidden. There are countries where the name of Jesus is a sin. Abomination. We better understand how blessed we are. And we got to get suited up. It's time to put on your clothes because you are at war. It's time to put on the whole armor of God. It's time to get dressed for battle. And now we got a word for our children. And this is a word from God. It's also a word in the Ten Commandments. We got to do this. And this is for my children out there. This is for all of us. And it says it's children. So if anybody's got your child, listen this morning. This is a word to Bridget. Not from Auntie, TT's, anybody. This is from God's word. It's not from grandmama and grandpa and your mimes or your nanas or your papas and your granddad. This is from God's word. Not some pastor's preaching, but from the word of God. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Whoever is raising you, whether it's your grandmama, your grandfather, your aunties, your uncles, whoever are raising you, your foster moms, your foster pops, whoever they are, whoever is raising you, whoever is putting clothes on your back, whoever is giving you the word of God, taking you to church, making sure that you are filled up, not food, but with spiritual food. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And I'm talking to adult children too. It's not about little children. It's children. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And I'm going to say this. Mamas, quit talking about children's daddy. Quit telling your children, your sons especially, your daddy was a no good, low down, dirty, this and that. You look just like him. You're going to be a low down, dirty, this and that too. You just cursed your child. Stop it. Stop talking about your children like they are nothing. Because this is a word of God and this is for daddy. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Which means need to be in the home. Daddies need to be in the home. Don't be out there making babies that you're not going to take care of, that you're not going to be married to their mother. Spreading your seed everywhere, but not where it's supposed to be, with the one God chose for you, with your good thing, and she's called a wife. The shacking up has got to stop. We got to. You wonder why your son don't respect women, because you don't respect his mother. You wonder why your boys are following and going into the prison systems, because you in the prison system. My little girls are chasing after love in all the wrong places because you weren't there to raise them upright. We got to stop it. God is watching everything that's going on. And I'm going to read this word one more time so that it gets in, because we're getting ready to get into the armor. But I got to say this one more time. Children, obey in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And this is to them daddies out there, and it's to you moms as well, and you fathers, and I'm gonna add mothers. Do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. We got to admire God. We got to love God. We got to trust God. And you bring them up to believe these things and watch God work in their lives and yours too. bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and sincerity of heart, as to Christ, not with eye service of men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. You got many folks back in the days of slavery. They try to use this word from verse 5 to verse 7. But they forget to give the rest of that word. And that word saying, and you masters do the same thing to them, knowing that your own master also is in heaven and there is no partiality with him. God don't play. And I like to say again to the American people, there will be no more slavery in America. Folks of color are not going back in chains because somebody else's sensibilities is messed up. I don't feel that you're getting, no, we're all equal under God. Neither slave nor free, but all sons and daughters of God. And all the racism and prejudice and bigotry that has been the root and the cause of all the strife in America is the blood of ancestors of those that were enslaved are crying out to God. We wonder why America has not prospered like it should. It's because we have not reconciled and said forgiveness, ask for forgiveness for the enslavement of a whole group of people and causing them not to be able to do what they need to do, because all that hatred, all those chains are still in the spirit. America needs to reconcile its past and not try to hide it because somebody's sensibilities. There's no such thing as critical race theory. I'm saying it right now. It's history. History unknown is history repeated. We got to know our past to reconcile with it and move forward united in love for each other. Because God doesn't see black and white. God doesn't see brown or red. God doesn't see yellow. God doesn't see colors. God sees our heart. And he wants us to love each other. I love my brothers and sisters, and I don't care what you look like. I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Because I'm reconciled with God, and I'm forgiven. Let that mess go. Nobody's better than anybody else. We're all equal to God. What did it say? There is no partiality with him. There's no partiality with God. He loves us all. And this is the word, stand on today. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Didn't it say the power of your might or my might? No, the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. They didn't say that. They said it right like it is. The devil, that fallen angel. He's not Lucifer anymore. He's not an angel. He's a demon. He's ahead of all demons, and he's the devil. But we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. The truth is the truth, and a lie is a lie. You can't try to change what is. The truth is the truth, and a lie is a lie. So we as men and women of God, as children of the Most High, we got to gird our waist with truth. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, in the shield of faith. Understand the enemy don't want this word out. The devil is a lie. And I bind that python spirit trying to choke me out. I'm going to say what God called me to say. Holy Spirit, take over. Hallelujah. And having charge your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all power and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication, all the saints and for me. Hallelujah. Who do we belong to? We belong to the Most High God. That utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that you also may know my affairs and how I am doing. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, you will make all things known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, Paul is speaking, that you may know our affairs and that he may comfort your heart. Peace to the brethren and the love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Hallelujah. And Dr. Stanley said for the life example this morning, dress for battle. We got to get dressed for battle, family. We got to get dressed for battle because we are at war with the evil one. If you notice, all of a sudden, it's like folks have lost their minds. People who love each other are now fussing and fighting. Folks that have been getting along forever are now looking at each other's side eye because you got the vaxxed against the unvaxxed. You got the black against the white. You got this group against that group. You got all these folks calling about the Kung Fu flu or all that racist, nasty mess. What happens for a purpose and a reason. And what has happened with COVID and all these things is God is revealing the dark hearts of folks. God is showing folks who are true friends and who are not. God is pulling the wool off of the wolves dressed in sheep clothing. God is showing you who is and who is not of his. Who is of God and who is not of God. God is showing us everything we need to know. That's why you got to get armored up every day. As Dr. Stanley, get dressed for battle. And he says this, we start our day by dressing appropriately for the weather or an activity. But many believers leave the house unprepared. They fail to arm themselves for spiritual warfare. Our first prayer before rising should include step-by-step application of God's armor. First, we strap on the belt of truth. A leather apron protected the Roman soldier's abdomen. Our protective girdle is the truth of who we are in Christ. Saints with supernatural power from God's indwelling spirit. Next, the breastplate deflects arrows. As difficult situations arise, we can repel the temptation to live by emotion, whether anger, fear, or dissatisfaction, and respond with a right spirit instead. The sandals of peace help us to stand firm. Roman battle sandals usually had thick, spiked soles so that the soldiers could anchor themselves in the dirt. Regardless enemy buffering us, we can remain firmly planted in God's peaceful will. The shield of faith is no teeny round piece of armor. It is door-sized equipment representing Christ's protection against anything Satan throws. Faith brought us salvation, the point at which we exchange our old thought patterns for new ways of thinking. Consequently, with salvation's helmet, we put on the mind of Christ, which gives us discernment and wisdom. Finally, we take up the sword of the Spirit so that we can combat Satan's lies with Scripture's truth. Can the church say amen? That's why we read the Word of God, because then we can combat the lies with the truth of the Word, knowing precisely what we will face each day. The Lord has graciously provided perfect equipment needed for our challenges. Always be sure to dress for battle. Verse number 6 and 8 of Ephesians. Whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord. Throughout the Bible, the Lord that he will generously reward his children for whatever good they do, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem. Faithful service yields staggering blessings. Praise the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 10 of chapter 6 of Ephesians. The only way to really be strong is to depend upon the unlimited power of God. We draw on his strength by faith, asking him to supply us with the resources we lack so that we might be strong for him. I have watched God work. I've watched him work. I've seen him work. I know he works. And as our last life lesson from Dr. Stanley, verse 18 of chapter 6, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. None of us can long survive, let alone prosper, without the sincere prayers of others offered on our behalf. God has designed the Christian life as a community event, not as a solo endeavor. Corporate prayer changes lives. I speak this. I'm going to corporate prayer today because I know how much prayer means in my life and how it has worked in my life. And as we get ready to leave, we have a word from our sister, Carolyn. And our word from Sister Carolyn this morning is this. Good morning. When God speaks to you, he does so from where you are going, not where you have. Now, where you have been. Have a terrific Tuesday, family. And as Paul leaves us today with this word, I leave it with you. Peace to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with you all, those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. And I pray may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other in the presence and holy name of our Lord. I pray over you, a blessed and wonderful day. Amen, amen, and thanking God for one of you who have listened in this morning. Have a wonderful, and remember this, finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Have a blessed day. It is a wrap.